This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
All righty, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend that is Jordan Schultz. How you doing, my friend? You doing all right?
All good, bro.
So let me ask you, is weed, recreational weed, legal in New York City?
Yes. Yeah, very.
Okay. Did that lead to thinking that Jalen Brunson is worth 4 years, $110 million, because that's a lot of smokage?
What would be the appropriate number for you? Like 80?
Yeah, 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Like a Duncan Robinson type of contract. Yeah.
Jalen.
And here's the thing. Here's the difference also. At least when you sign Duncan Robinson, you're signing him to his role, where I think Jalen Brunson is not a one or a two on any team. I think he's really a three or a four in your rotation. That's why Dallas needed to part ways with him and go get a better player next to Luka. And I love Jalen Brunson, by the way. I love Jalen. I admire the shit out of that kid. Yeah. He's got balls that don't fit in the damn arena, okay? So his toughness is more than respected here, but I have to look at him for what he is, and I got to look at him like a number three. And you're going to put him in the Knicks, and you're going to ask him to be either your lead guy or your number two guy, whatever. And I think you're just going to put him in a position of failure, because you're going to ask too much of this player night in and night out. And I just think that that's where I think you're going to lose him in that sense.
That might be fair. He played so well in the playoffs, and he was their second best player throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
He was terrific. And without him, you know, they don't beat Phoenix. And without him, you know, they're probably a first round exit. So when I think about Brunson, there's two ways to look at it. There's the way you talk about it, but there's also the other side, which is, if I'm the Knicks and I look at Brunson, he's a winning player. He has, like, whatever you want to call winning DNA. And if you're the Knicks, you haven't had that. So to me, he's worth, I don't know if he's worth 120. He's going to get it. And if you want it, that's what you're going to have to pay. And there's not a lot, it's not common that a young player like Brunson, who's, I think he's 24, who comes into Dallas has I think it was a late first round pick, right? He comes in there. It's not common that a team who would not extend a player who played that well. It's a rare opportunity for a team like the Knicks to get their hands on a free agent. And obviously we all know the connection. You know, Leon Rose represented him in CAA. He represented Rick Brunson, his dad, Sam Rose, who I know very well. His son represents Jalen. And Sam and CA are based in New York. So there's a lot of synergy there, and I do think it's going to happen.
So would you rather have Jalen Brunson or Dinwiddie?
I think I'd probably rather have Jalen.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I think, why? So I love Spencer, and Spencer's a really good player, but I think the consistency night in, night out with Jalen, you know?
But I see, that's my thing with Dinwiddie. If you give him those minutes, which I think is what's going to happen next year, right? Because that's kind of the way it looks like it, right?
Five.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. But.
And less money, by the way.
Yeah. But
for the player you're getting in Brunson compared to Dinwiddie. And let me throw the caveat, by the way, which is really what makes the decision. The money you're going to pay for Dinwiddie and the money you're going to pay for Brunson, who would you rather have? I bet your answer changes.
Yeah, maybe Spencer then.
So that's my point. They're going to save money and get probably the same kind of production. Maybe actually better shooting from 3-point range, maybe.
It's a different. Spencer is a scoring guard, a heat check guy, you know, kind of J.R. Smithy. Jalen's a guy who can run an offense, which Spencer can too. Yeah. You know, undersized, but you know, we saw that post-up game, that almost like Andre Miller, where he was just lights out. So
how does a guy like that post people up? That's what I love about that. He's short, and he's going to post your ass up, dude. And he'll get his shot off.
Yeah.
He'll get the shot off. He's that crafty.
Yeah.
I like him, man. I like
it. Because how it's that, that's what he, when you grow up around the NBA, when you grow up around basketball, when your dad's an undersized guard who has to be crafty, you learn these things. There are nuances, you know, to the game that, that you learn from being around it your whole life.
All right. So the jersey thing, it's going to work out. You think it's, they're going to stick through it at least one more year. They'll have these guys on the boat, or the Kyrie story is not ended here. He still could be moved. What are you hearing?
Well, he could still be moved before the deadline, but it seems awfully unlikely, you know, right. And the fact that he opts in makes me believe that it's like the Nets basically said, go ahead, see what else you can find. The Lakers at $6 million a pop wasn't the most appetizing for him. And so I think he smartly took the money. It's just ironic that he says normal people make the world go round, but you know, it's basically what these special people make it. But he took the more money. I don't know if he's trying to be tricky or if he doesn't understand the irony, but he's basically contradicting him. He actually took the more money. That's like the normal thing to do.
Yeah. I don't think that he's so flaky, dude. With him, it's just,
it's just
like he's a space cadet without the drugs.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing. It's just like, wow, this guy really didn't drop any acid. He's not really like that kind of a space cadet. You know, he's not really Thomas Chong, but yet he says shit like he's Thomas Chong, you know? And it's just like, wow. You know, it just things that he, I don't know.
Kyrie's different. He's a hell of a player, but he's different.
Yeah. We all dance around and we say different instead of just saying, yeah, he might be flat out crazy. And we just like, are kind of like,
but you know, I would ask you, who plays more games next season, Kyrie or John Wall?
Oh, Kyrie. I don't even believe John Wall can stay healthy.
Yeah. That's where I
laugh when people, well, look out for the Clippers. Look out for what, dude? What? Look out what's it called? The top player. What's it called? Kawhi. Yeah. Look out for Kawhi getting injured again. Look out for John Wall getting injured again. Like, give me a Paul George being inconsistent or whatever. Like, why would I fear that team when that team? I get it. They're talented. But now we're asking Kawhi to stay healthy, something he hasn't been able to do for years now. And John Wall has been out for years. So all of a sudden, we're expecting him to carry a team all year long and stay healthy on that knee? Come on, dude. I mean, sometimes people come up with some crazies. Are you drinking that Kool-Aid too, by the way?
They'll be better. What I was shocked to see is that they're the second favorite in the West. I can't even believe that. So, you know, Wall's a five-time All-Star, 19-9 for his career. A year and a half ago when he played, he was 21-7. He will help them. But everybody in the West is talented. I mean, you know, Memphis, Phoenix, Golden State, Denver getting Murray back. Minnesota's gotten better. New Orleans, you just keep going. It's a really, you know, so to me, they'll be better, but no, they're not a contending team.
Yeah, I definitely don't see them as a contending team. All right, so what happens with the Lakers mess if they're not going to end up with Kyrie? What do you think happens there? What moves are they going to make? Because if they go status quo, that's not getting them anywhere.
That was their magic bullet, though. That was their magic bullet, Kyrie Irving. Okay. They don't. Right. Rob Pelinka has destroyed this team. The fact that he has a job still is incredible. Bringing in Russell Westbrook was inconceivably bad. I said it at the time. I said they wouldn't make the playoffs last year, and everyone thought I was nuts. This team is a complete catastrophe. What, you know, Malik Monk says he's going to take less money and stay there. Fine, that's great. But they don't have a roster that's going to contend. I mean, if Anthony Davis and LeBron are healthy, you know, maybe they can be a 4 or 5 seed. But they're not a contending team.
Yeah, and Anthony Davis staying healthy. And by the way, now we have to also say, you know, LeBron's had his share of injuries the last couple of years. He's actually become more human now. He's not as cyborgish as he's been his entire life, that he's been a freaking cyborg and he never gets injured. Now, the last 2 years, he's had his share of injuries. Now, he's missed a lot of games in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect, I guess the only, I said this yesterday, the only conceit, the only massive move they could make, they want to make a splash, would be to trade Davis.
Right.
I don't know how much he would command. I mean, I've asked around, and like, considering what he makes and the amount of, you know, shit you got to deal with him, you know, he's not going to play 82 games. He might not play 50 games. So it's not like you're going to get a massive return for him and you're stuck with Westbrook. Now, I like the Darvin Ham hire. I think he'll be solid for them, but no, this is not a contending team.
By the way, LeBron James, last 4 years, 56, 45, 67, 55.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that low.
How about that? Before that, it was 82, 74, 76, you know. So it was the normal run. But last 4 years, 56, 45, 67, yeah. 55. So he's in the 50 range now of games in the last 4 years. That's what he's averaging, in the 50s now.
Davis is probably in the 30s.
Yeah, no, yeah. Davis is even worse.
A great player. We've seen this in the NFL more so than anything because it's the not for long league, but it's being available. You got to be available. Now, I'm not going to give LeBron, I'm not going to put that on LeBron, but Anthony Davis, he has not been available.
No, I'm with you there. All right. And by the way, Jesse M is on the chat board there. Jesse M, are you hanging out with Thomas Chong? Would you trade Lowry and Duncan for Westbrook?
Lowry? No.
Oh, why would you do that? Why would you trade for Russell Westbrook? How stoned is this guy? Like, are you sabotaging the Heat? Is that what you're trying to do? I mean, seriously, Lowry only has to do is lose some weight. He's a very functional point guard, dude. He's terrific at this point. And Duncan still can shoot. Why would you want Westbrook? That would make no sense, dude.
Oh, come on. Yeah, come on.
Come on. By the way, who do you have? Skip Baseless or Westbrook here on the...
Neither. They're both... I am going neither. I can't. Yeah,
I'm with you there. Heat-wise, what are you hearing, bro? You know Pat Riley likes to search for that whale. The sea is drying up, my brother. there's not a lot of whales. So Collins, Lillard doesn't make any sense for the Heat because you've got Lowry. So, and neither one is really, you're going to play them off the ball. They're not going to, that's not what you want to do. So it looks like Bradley Beal wants to stay in Loserville.
No, I know.
It looks like, what? I know
Miami wants. They're just not going to get him. It's DeJounte Murray.
Really?
Yeah. Miami would love DeJounte Murray. But the latest.
What are you hearing? I would love DeJounte Murray. Talk to me.
He's fantastic.
Why?
He's a Seattle kid, another one like myself. You have to understand, every team in the league would want DeJounte Murray.
Of course. Of course.
The latest report was that San Antonio wants 4 number ones. They're not going to trade DeJounte Murray. If Miami
but is DeJounte Murray willing to sign long term there? Because there's no Tim Duncan, and you know, the Frenchman's not there, and the Argentine dude's not there. So what's the deal? I mean, it's not like that's a place where you really want to stay anymore.
Yeah, his like godfather or you know grandfather is Popovich. Popovich has invested in him over these last 5 years so much, and they have a wonderful relationship. Now we know Pop is not going to be there long term. I don't know if he has a year left, 2 years, maybe he's done. Who knows? But it will not be long term. So I don't know the answer to that. But I know that Miami and a ton of teams have called about DeJounte Murray. You know, Zach LaVine's another one. We've talked about him, another Seattle kid, you know, who is a free agent. I do tend to believe he will stay in Chicago. But Murray is interesting because he's 25. He has gotten better every year. And he's if you put DeJounte Murray on the Miami Heat or a team like the Miami Heat that are already very good, he
champions
two notches up. Yeah. So
you know, you hit that shot at the end. Instead of Jimmy, it's Murray taking that shot.
I don't
you know what I'm saying?
You're not in that because you win the series already. You're not in that position.
Right. Exactly. And Murray would be exactly the Batman or Robin to Jimmy, whatever the hell you want to call him. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But it's the guy that he can count on night in and night out. Wow, I had not heard that name. I didn't even know he was available.
I don't know if he is available. I just know the report is that they're asking for four number ones. And that Miami and a ton of other contending teams would love to have him. I mean,
he has a year left, right, on his deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want this to get aggregated the wrong way because it's like everybody in the league wants good players, and he's a great young player. But I just know that a lot of teams have called about him. Atlanta's another one. But ultimately, I don't see him getting moved. I just think it's worth bringing up.
What about the West Palm Beach kid, John Collins, who's there in Atlanta? Since you mentioned, the hell's going on with John Collins?
Yeah, they tried to move him. There are reports that you know, it was part of a potential DeJounte package. I don't really know. Like, Atlanta has so many of these, like, 3-4 switchy guys. You know, the reason they want to trade Collins is to get some value back, and then they can elevate someone like DeAndre Hunter and play him 35 minutes a night. There's a lot of duplicity on that roster.
The question is, to make that deal happen, Collins has to tell San Antonio, yeah, I'm willing to stay there long term.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know how you could possibly trade DeJounte Murray. I mean, it's such an asinine thing for me to.
Yeah, but hold on, doggy. Now that you brought this up, if he's got a year left and you don't sign him, you're going to end up losing him for nothing anyway. So your leverage dies out as the year goes on. So as the season goes on next year in the trading deadline, you can no longer ask for four first rounders. So you can ask for the four first rounders right now, but you can only get those four first rounders if Murray then tells the team that's actually dealing the picks, yes, I'm signing a long-term deal with you. And that's where the caveat and the entire hook is. And that's where San Antonio or Atlanta or some of these other teams that aren't destination places are SOL.
A lot of guys would say Atlanta is a destination. Not my
opinion. They say that, yet big free agents don't end up signing ever.
Yeah, that's true.
They never do. They have to do the same thing. Utah and all these other teams, they have to draft or trade for them. If not, they don't get them and they don't keep them.
Drafted really well though. You know, Travis.
Yeah, they have.
GM. He's done. They have a new GM. Atlanta, you know, they took a big step back this year, and I wonder if they would try to make a big splash and move Collins. I guess I would assume that he does get moved, but I don't think Murray gets moved. It's just that the fact that he's even being talked about in these trades is interesting.
So why in the world does Donovan Mitchell want to stay there? I don't understand that one in Utah. Why? And I get it. He has a contract in place, so he's screwed.
Yeah.
But in a way, I mean, stars can dictate what they want to do. And if he wants to walk in there and say, guys, I'm tired of this place, I got to get out of here, we're not going to win. I just wonder, not that dude? He's not that dude?
Why are you convinced that he wants to stay there?
because I haven't heard him that he, you know, haven't heard that he's leaving or that they're offering him or that he's demanding a trade or, you know, like you hear the dude in San Francisco, Deebo Samuel, he has not rescinded his trade request. You know what I'm saying? So you know that Deebo Samuel still wants to get traded out of there. You know DK Metcalf wants to get traded out of Seattle, right? So that we don't know. Donovan Mitchell hasn't come out to say, I'm done. Yeah. I want to get out of here. Maybe he's not that dude that doesn't like to create waves. I don't know.
If we were going to put odds on Mitchell, Collins, and Murray, I would – in order, I would, in terms of guys getting moved, I would go Collins, Mitchell, Murray. I think there's a pretty good chance Collins gets moved. A shot Mitchell gets moved, and slim to none on Murray.
Damn, you really, man, you tempted me with that.
I know.
The Murray stuff, wow. Damn, that's a new one there. You know, I heard the Zach LaVine one. And is Zach LaVine, is he staying in Chicago because he can get more money there than anywhere else? Is that the deal?
I think he's going to stay. Yeah, I think he's going to stay. He's
okay, so then he'll stay. They'll have a shitty year. He'll get pissed off and then demand a trade next year since he got his money. So that's just going to happen, right? Because that's what they do.
The NBA works. That's how it works.
Oh, man. All right. So what are you working on the Schultz report so folks can check you out, my friend?
Well, we talked about Gronk, right? Or was that?
Yes. Yes. Last week when you broke it. Yes.
Big. Working on some right now it's the strange time. You know, it's like before NBA Summer League.
Well, the moratorium will make it sweet in 24 hours. So, you know, we'll be all right then.
You got before summer league, before camp. So, yeah, I'm just grinding. You know, this is like relationship building time, you know, trying to understand what extensions are going to happen or not happen, that kind of thing in the NFL.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Follow him on Twitter at Schultz_report and catch him weekly here with the Schultz Report brought to you by RedRecover.com. Jordan, as always, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. You got it. There you go. Jordan Schultz getting it done. We love them, and we love RedRecover.com. You saw the commercial earlier talking a little bit about the dogs. Well, not only the dogs, but the adults, the kids, everybody can use RedRecover.com. Do I have my hat here? No, I think my wife took it, actually. I also growing your hair back. I've grown my hair back. I'm in the process of growing all my hair back here because I was growing the natural yarmulke. So there's a hat there at redrecover.com. So it's relieving pain, growing your hair back, all of that. You can check it out. Go to redrecover.com. If the hat is not on the website, email them about the hat because I know it's on back order and maybe you can put your name there on it. So go to redrecover.com. That is the Schultz Report.